Ready? Okay. Welcome back to the Better Everyday Podcast, where we're unlocking our best self one episode at a time. My name is Grace Garcia, and this is my husband, David Garcia.
Hello.
Now it's my turn to take lead of this conversation. I don't know about you, David, but ever since I was a little girl, and I've told you this personally, but not the podcast, I was the kid who I'd rather be sitting in the table with adults, hearing their conversation, than playing in like the playroom or the kids' room or whatever. Mm-hmm. It just always fascinated me, like just hearing their conversations until like sometimes mom would be like, okay, Grace, esta conversación es para adultos, like go. And she'd shoo me off saying the conversations for adults. And even till this day, when I see people that are in a season ahead of me, or I hear someone speak, or I admire them and how they conduct one area of their life, I'm like, I wish I could hear them out or have dinner with them or spend time with them, have a mentor me. I think mentorship is something that I don't know if everyone wants, but a lot of people I know in my life want, something I've always wanted, but it's not that easy to get around with, I think, to find. Mm-hmm. So today's conversation is about mentorship. So I want to ask you, have you always wanted a mentor? Do you want a mentor? Do you have a mentor? So let's start off with the first question. In the past, have you wanted a mentor?
I think not consciously, but I think in some shape or form, everybody wants to be guided some way, somehow. Mm-hmm. I was actually having a conversation with a friend this week, and well, he was actually saying that he wants to do like TikTok. And
I'm curious who. You didn't have this conversation with me. Tell me after.
But he's like, I want to do TikTok, and I'm like, oh, what's going to be your niche? Mm-hmm. And he goes, I want to do everything. And I'm like, so what's your goal with TikTok? He's like, get more followers. And I'm like, so what's going to be your niche? He goes, I want to do everything. And I'm like, so you don't want followers? He's like, what are you talking about? Mm. I'm like, you would like it or not, you need a niche. He's like, no, why? Like, I could just be the guy that does everything. And I'm like, I think a lot of people live their lives doing that. I want to do everything. And they realize, whether consciously or subconsciously, it hasn't really worked out for them. Because in order to be great, you have to be really great at one thing. And then once you conquer it, then you can move on. But you always have to focus on like one thing.
Yeah.
It's like doing 10 things. The max you can do all those 10 things is at 10%, right? And so I told them, you want to pick one thing, because people go to people to be either consciously or subconsciously guided. Like they think of a certain character and they go, oh, that person's the funny guy. That person's the tech guy. That person is the Bible guy, whatever it is. Like mm-hmm. they want to know that when they go to you, there's direction. And so I think that expanded over our society is the truth. Like we all desire to be guided some way, shape, or form. And so I would say yes. I think for probably all my life, I've at least subconsciously wanted to be, like have a mentor. Mm-hmm. But I remember this was when, I think when we were already married, the actual topic came up and it kind of like ringed a bell in my head. I'm like, oh, like, yeah, that would be great.
Yeah.
To have somebody help you get from point A to point B a lot faster than they did. Like have them be your mentor, have them deposit their wisdom into you. That way you could be more efficient. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I remember in that same time that I heard that message about mentorship, I asked that person, given that message, hey, would you like to be my mentor? And he basically kind of brushed me off. And yeah, that was a big bubble burst, but yeah.
Well, I mean, he didn't even know you. to give him the benefit.
Yeah, I guess.
He probably was like, hey, this is a message. And then he was like, well, I didn't expect.
Right, I don't know. Now. You give a message about mentorship and you inspire people to go get mentors. Bound to, like, you're bound to have at least one ask you to be their mentor.
I feel bad for you. But you raised a good point in how you said, I don't think I've looked at it at least this way, but so many people want to look up to someone, mm-hmm. whether they say, I want a mentor or I want help or I need inspiration. It's like this in social media, it's the influencer culture that we're constantly looking at people on our phone. We're choosing, I will follow you for this way. You mm-hmm. either make me feel good or I look up to you in this area or I strive to be this or you motivate me in this area of my life.
Mm-hmm.
I never looked at it that way. So that's pretty interesting. Yeah, I think growing up, I always had a great role model in my life. And I mentioned my mom before. She was just an awesome woman. And both my parents in their own way, I remember my dad, when I'd come from Biola and had like tough questions, I'd ask him and he never shied away from having back and forth conversations where we didn't exactly see eye to eye and he respected my viewpoint and made me feel heard. So I loved going to him for that. And then my mom just was an awesome person when it just came to seeing the value in people. Servanthood was a big thing for her. She wanted to write a book about serving. She was just hospitable, like where she inspires me to this day. I'm okay, what would my mom do, you know? And it wasn't though until I think we were older, and maybe it is a sign of maturity where you realize, hey, maybe I'd benefit from a mentor. Because yeah, I believe I didn't have that thought until we were probably already like married, where I explicitly said I'd like to have a mentor. So that was a while ago for both of us, about 8 years ago where we've been wanting mentors.
Mm-hmm.
And where are you in the process? So you said it, that person that inspired you couldn't for whatever reason.
Okay. So before we move on, just put a pin on that question. Why don't you go ahead and explain what a mentor is?
Ooh, that's a good question. Cause I was about to even ask you if what we think a mentor is it like too high of expectations in our head? Versus like what society or what God meant it to be or just what it is, right? Because I already said like we finally kind of find it quote unquote difficult. And I was looking in the Bible of like, well, mentorship isn't even mentioned in the Bible, but even like verses that speak like specifically about mentorship or around it. And I didn't really see it, but you do see a lot of examples,
mm-hmm.
right? Like Paul to Timothy, Moses to Joshua, Eli to Samuel, you have at least for girl, like woman to bring woman in, Naomi to Ruth, Mordecai to Esther, so on and so forth. And there is one specific version because the Proverbs and Psalm, like Proverbs specifically does talk about like surrounding yourself with wisdom, but it never mentions it like, again, like specific how I was looking for. But then this verse is probably as specific where it's about women, Titus 2:3, where it says, likewise, urge the older woman to be reverent in behavior, not slanderers or slaves to much wine, but teachers of what is good. Essentially encouraging older women is telling them to mentor like younger women, right? Because then it talks about the younger woman, how they should look up to the older woman. And so in my head, a definition of a mentorship is how you said, where you see this person and say, okay, I really admire who they are in this area of their life, or how they conduct themselves, or maybe you've seen them be successful in this, and so you're like, I want to learn from them and just walk with them, where they feel comfortable to say, hey, you're not doing this right, or hey, you could do it like this. And when the younger person feels comfortable to ask them questions, like, hey, how did you get to this point? What are some maybe mistakes that I can avoid? That's what I see mentorship. How about you?
Well, I actually asked my trusty partner, Google, here. And Google said, a mentor is a person who helps and guides someone less experienced, often a mentee. Mentors can help with career goals, academic challenges, and personal growth. So basically, it is a person that is ahead of you, mm-hmm. which would be your mentor. And like you said, somebody that you look up to and you say, okay, this area, let's say I want to be a better husband. And I see this person that seems to be a great husband. Mm-hmm. They've been married for 25 years and they seem to be have good dynamics, have good, healthy relationship. It looks like they get along.
Yeah.
It looks like they're still dating. So you would look at somebody like that and be like, hey, like I would love for that person to be my mentor because maybe in this moment of my life, I'm struggling with being a husband. Maybe I'm struggling in my relationship. Maybe we're fighting all the time and I don't know how to stop it.
Mm-hmm.
So I would love to have a wiser person's opinion, a wiser person's direction and guidance. And I think that's what a mentor does.
Mm-hmm.
So I think a mentor is a mentor-mentee. It's a relationship. And it requires two open hearts, I believe. Mm. It requires the mentee to open up his life and it requires the mentor to open up his life. And it requires the mentee to be vulnerable and yeah. say, this is where I'm struggling. Like it's basically that mentee is saying, I'm going to trust you enough where I'm going to tell you all of my details and I'm going to trust you that you're going to help me. And usually when a mentee seeks out a mentor, it's like they, I mean, we've talked about it before. Usually you don't go into action until you're pretty close to rock bottom, if not rock bottom, right? Like you're looking for something. Or if not, maybe you're already mature enough to be like, hey, like there's certain areas where I want to excel. And so I'm going to look for that mentor, right? But it requires for the mentor also to listen to the heart of the mentee. And maybe it's not just even about what the mentee is explaining to them. Maybe they're explaining, again, let's use the example of a husband. Oh, this is what happened with my wife today and da 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 da. And in between that, to have a mentor really listen and be like, you know what? Like besides of what your problem was with your wife, here's what I'm noticing in you. Here's what I'm noticing that maybe there's a little bit of pride or a little bit of resentment, blah, blah, blah. Like a mentor needs to also open up their heart and their mind to be able to hear what the other person is saying and to pick things out as well. Mm-hmm. And that comes with the wisdom.
Yeah.
Because they usually what happens is the mentor sees themselves in this person. See, like, oh, dang, I was there. I remember when I was his age and I was there and like, okay, I can help him because I got to where I am right now and here's the process that I went through. Granted, the process might not look exactly the same.
Yeah.
But when a mentor really listens to what the mentee is saying, like the person seeking out the knowledge and the wisdom, like it's a beautiful dynamic, but it is a relationship. It requires two people to be open and to be willing to participate in that vulnerability and that listening, really.
So that's a great, detailed, thorough answer of like, what is a mentor? Going back to my previous question. So would you say you have one right now?
Do I have one?
Have you been actively looking? Do you have one?
I would say I don't have one.
Have you ever had one?
That's hard to say because I've had a pastor in the past that was kind of like a mentor. I wouldn't say I was completely like open to him. So it's hard to say, was he just being a pastor or was it being a mentor? And that's actually getting into an episode that we want to do in the near future.
We need to schedule it.
Yes. But that's another topic. But talking about this, like it's hard to say, like, was he just being a pastor? Because he did love me through a lot of my mess ups and a lot of my, like, he just showed me a lot of grace.
Mm-hmm.
And so would I say he mentored me through it? I don't think he mentored me through it. It was more just like, hey, regardless of what you do, I still love you. And I still believe in what God's placed in you.
Mm-hmm.
That's basically what it was. And at the time, that meant a lot to me.
Yeah.
And right now, it still means a lot to me because it's just like nobody else really does that. It's hard to find a person like that that shows you that much grace. So to have a mentor, I don't think. I guess maybe my mom a little bit. But other than that, like, no, I wouldn't say I've had a mentor and I don't have one now.
Is it for a lack of trying?
To be honest, maybe. And to be completely like open and honest, it takes a lot of courage and vulnerability to be able to go up to somebody and be like, hey, do you want to start this relationship of like a mentorship? Like, I really look up to you. And like, because we live in a time, or so this is the story that I'm telling myself, and that is also another episode, that everybody's busy and they're too busy to make time for a mentee. And so that for me is like a roadblock, maybe that I self-impose, and that like stops me from like asking somebody to be my mentor. But I believe that having a mentor relationship, it takes time. It takes more than, hey, I'll meet up with you like once a month. Like, I don't think that's much of a mentor program, to be honest. Like, I think it should be more constant. And if not like meeting in person, then at least like constantly texting, checking in on them, maybe a phone call, whatever. Like, hey, I'm just wondering how you're going through this process. Just like intentionally, like, having that communication, really. And I don't think a mentee should become dependent on a mentor. But the time spent, the time invested is very important.
Yeah. And I know you said the story you keep telling yourself of how people are busy, but that's something I do think sucks about our society, because I imagine back then, the old days where you live more in a community, like when you're in a village, you know how it says, especially like motherhood, like it takes a village. I think it's so much easier when you constantly like day in, day out, see your people or see your village or are more involved. Mm-hmm. It's so easy for that to just naturally develop because you're doing life together. But so much now, we're apart kind of from our community. Like, we do go to work without our people or without our community or whatever. And then we go into our home because we're mostly exhausted. And we might see like our people like at church like once, but then how much of us are serving or just busy like doing something, right? Doing a program, like following an agenda, that it's very hard to organically just live with people, like do life with people. And so I do think that dynamic is not like impossible, but it is countercultural, at least in our day and age, because you definitely have to be intentional of like, okay, let me get out of this busyness or this schedule, and both people have to be on the same page. I'm just looking at my life and it's like, where would I fit that in, you know? But I think mentorship is a huge advantage or just a huge blessing, that it might require some sacrifice on parts and like some slowing down. And even though it might require sacrifice, I think the end goal, it's like there's huge growth. There's huge things that you maybe you couldn't have reached on your own, or development that would have taken you longer, and the mentor helps you.
Yeah, and to be honest, in the times that we're living in, if you want a mentor, you're paying a lot of money. Mm. All these people that know that they have something to give, they go, now like, there's supply and demand.
It's like coaching.
Basically.
Like this, hey, course. Or,
you're going to have to pay $1,200 to be a part of this group, not even one-on-one mentorship. I have this group. I'm going to build this group of 15 people. You can be a part of it for $1,200. Never mind, there's some that's like $5,000. Like basically you're paying for it.
I've seen it. Like one-on-one Zoom calls you even more or whatever.
And I mean, it's hard because we live in the American society, right?
And because the Better Everyday Podcast might get monetized. Just kidding. I'm sorry.
Look at this face. This woman wants me to do it, and I'm resisting at all costs.
Okay, keep going. We balance each other out.
Anyways, so we live in an American culture, and it's very capitalistic. And so you go, I have the juice. Everybody wants this juice. You got to pay for it. I'm not giving out for free. Mm. And it's understandable.
Because the cost of living is high now compared to back in the day.
Sure. But I don't fully click with it, to be honest.
Yeah.
I think, okay, even if... Let me give some grace, at least in my head. Even if you have this program, like that, like I was saying, you have 15 people that you're going to mentor at the same time, whatever. Maybe it's a business thing. Maybe it's, I don't know, whatever it is. But I think you should still give back some way, somehow, to somebody who like really needs it, or maybe can't afford your $1,200, like, and even to say that, I already hear like, oh yeah, like I give some back, but they just don't get the same thing that these people that pay $1,200 do. You know, like if you really want to be mentored the right way, then it's got to cost you something, or else
an investment.
Or else you're not going to take it seriously. Mm-hmm. But there's some people out there, like I've met those people. There's some people out there that they don't pay like any money, and they're like, no, like I need this. Mm-hmm. I need this. I'm willing to meet you wherever. I'm willing to talk to you whenever. I'm willing to, you know, move things around to be able to like get this knowledge, to get this wisdom, whatever. And so in my perfect world, in my head, I think more people would give it out freely. And we're talking about the American culture. Now let's talk about the Christian culture. Like,
yeah, that's what I was
gonna say. I think the Christian culture should be giving it out for free. I mean, yeah, it says in the Bible, you know, like you earn your wages. But you also see Paul saying, I could have collected on all this and I wanted none of it.
Yeah.
I didn't need it. I do it for the benefit of the kingdom. And so that's the hard thing I personally struggle and battle with. And that's why, like, when you're like, oh, like, let's monetize it or whatever. You should start doing coaching or whatever. I'm like, no, I don't want to do it. I love the fact that anybody would ever ask me for any sort of advice.
Yeah.
And if they're like, hey, like, can we meet for coffee on Thursday, whatever? If I can do it, I'm there. And you know me. And there's no time limit for me. Like for me, it's a joy. It's a pleasure to be able to be of any sort of service to somebody in that regard.
And I love your heart. I see it like going like
big. The way that you say that though. And I love your heart, but you're a fool. You need to charge it.
I didn't say but. I said, I love your heart. I do see this like, my dreams, right? Like growing huge around the world. And how you said, throwing conferences or having professionals, like professional marriage therapists willing to speak or even help, like we're going to have to pay them or something, right? But I do, when you said a point, I do believe 100% it should be like, okay, maybe to the people we don't know or the people, not even that we don't know, maybe like the ones who are finding out about us, like, okay, maybe charge them, right? But then for our church or like people like, you know, like for our churches or not even our church, but if we go to churches, like, hey, like we'll do this for free, you know, like give back to the kingdom of God, like 100%. Or just asking for God, because I do believe if like Paul or Jesus was here, like what'd they say? Because can you imagine like Jesus saying, all right, you can follow me, but this is what it's...
Here's the membership cost.
Yeah, this is what's going to cost. Like it said, I mean, at the end of the day, it did have a cost. It was like carry your cross.
Mm-hmm.
But Jesus carried the ultimate cross.
Mm-hmm.
And we have people in church saying, okay, it's going to cost you this price. But then some of them are living like lavish lives. And it's like, no, this is what's going to cost you, but what are you what are you giving up to, or what are you surrendering? Like, what is the bigger cost, you know? It is a huge problem, I think, we have in America. Like, we just go getters. But I truly think it goes against what Jesus would have done, 100%. And even like Paul, I can't imagine him telling Timothy, all right, here, come follow me. But yeah.
Here's a membership price.
It's going to be pricey.
Yeah. That's something that I'm not a huge fan of. And for me, partly it's my own personal like integrity as well. Mm. Like I don't know how this is going to pan out, but I honestly, in like mentorship, and the reason why I'm like this is projection, right? You asked me, have I ever had one? I don't feel like I really have had a mentor. Would I have loved one? 100%. And it's because like a lot of my life I've felt alone. And I felt like I've had to figure things out on my own. Mm-hmm. And so I could say like God was my mentor. But for God to be your mentor, you're going through the long way. You're not going through the short way. You're not getting somebody to be like, hey, buddy, there's a shortcut over here. Like you could get from point A to point B a lot faster. It's trial and error. And there's a good amount of challenges that come through all of that. And so when I hear somebody's heart go like, hey, like I need help, I immediately like look, like see myself and I'm like, what would I have wished would have happened to me?
Yeah.
And immediately I go, yeah, I'd love to. And it's kind of like what I've talked about. Like it's somewhat healing because I think there have been like some pain that comes from like not having a mentor, right? Having to like go through the trials and errors and getting the bumps and bruises and being like, oh, why does it have to be like this, you know? But still championing through. And it's healing to have the opportunity to be a mentor that I didn't have to somebody else and be like, it was possible. Like I haven't yet experienced it, but I can be a part of that story, you know? And yeah, I always just jump at that opportunity. And again, it's projection. Like I see myself in them and I'm like, yeah, it would help me out.
Yeah. And I think that's something I've been thinking about too. I think as I'm getting older, like I don't want my life to be so fast paced to the point where if someone asks me if I can mentor them, but like, sorry, I don't have the time. Because I've told you before, like I've always wanted a mentor and I truly believe God has given me the passion to want to mentor others. I don't think it's right now, but you know how it's like God places it in you and then it could be for like a later season or for mm-hmm. a later time. I do think it's in both of us. And I think that's part of the reason why we started the Better Everyday podcast as well. We felt like we have a lot of share. We like help. We genuinely just like helping people. And so I sometimes like, okay, I hope I get to a point, or if I do get to that point where I can be like, all right, what right now is most important? Is it like the hustle or like, is it my turn to pour into someone? Because I know this might sound like maybe a little prideful or what is it? Like egotistical. But the older I get, I'm like how you said, like, I wish my mom was like my biggest mentor. I think my only huge mentor in my life. But even then it was a little bit different because she was a stay-at-home mom, but she was a businesswoman. Mm-hmm. But it's different. Like my life looks different. Like I have a career and then my kids and I'm serving and all this stuff. And I'm like looking for mentor, like people where I can just be like, I see myself in you, or I see you doing it. I want to know how you do it. And that's very difficult. And sometimes like influencers online, but it's not the same. How you said, like, it's a relationship where they can look into your life, speak into it. They're vulnerable and the mentee is open, listening to it and vulnerable as well and saying, here's are my flaws. And so I'm like, I want to see it. And I think the older I get and the more honest conversations we have of like, okay, what are my flaws? Like we always, I feel like I ask you, you know, like, hey, what do you think I'm lacking? Or, you know, tell me my blind spots. Am I going too fast? Putting too much on my plate? Because I know for me, that's a huge thing. But I think I'm getting into like these past couple of years, it's been slowly like adding. I think I took away from my plate because the plate was like almost broken. It was bad. And then I'm like slowly adding. And I'm trying to do it in a pace that's healthy.
Yeah.
And I think I'm really proud of myself, like juggling everything I have to juggle, not losing my mind. I feel like I'm proud of myself and I'm like, hey, I'm doing it. And again, it could, I definitely think it's those honest conversations and learning from it, reflection. We talked how huge reflection is, but I also, I think it's my age, like maturing and realizing, okay, what matters? Like just changing my perspective, right? Because I'd stressed out a lot before. And so I'm like, hey, I'm kind of getting good at this life thing. Yeah. And I'm so excited to enter my, I'm going to be 30 next month. Whoop, whoop. And I'm genuinely so excited. Like I thought I would be, like I said I wanted a birthday party of like RIP to my 29s, but I'm like, I'm excited. Mm-hmm. Like I'm excited. I feel more confident. I feel like life's just going to get better and better and better if I put it in God's hands and do my work.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, okay, if anyone is looking at me and saying, wow, I see myself in her, or she's the mom or woman I want to be or whatever, like, first of all, I'd be honored. But it's like I, how you said, I would want to be that for someone because it's like looking around in a desert, not in a desert, there's awesome friends and people in our life. But if someone asks me, I'd hope it'd be like, yeah, you know, like no questions asked, like let's do it. And so I've just been like thinking about that, like if I get to that point, making sure my life is like I'm not in that go, go, go where I will say no because it's something I feel like it'd be hypocritical of me. And so similarly to me, like you would drop it, like, and how would that look like for you? Because you said it's not once a month coffee dates. So if someone were to ask you, like, David, can you mentor me? Like, what do you think that looks like? Because I feel like in our society, it's so, like, such a abstract idea. Like, we don't really have examples of that. Would it look like weekly meetings? Would it look like just inviting them over, like, to our house? Like, what does that look like?
I mean, I think it depends on, again, because it's a relationship, it'd be, depends on both. It requires one person to be the driver, I think, in regards to the scheduling part, right? I mean, it could be the mentee that's super hungry and is like, maybe they present the offer of like, hey, like, I don't know what works with your schedule, but what about once a week?
Yeah.
And then the mentor goes, oh, I don't know if I could do once a week, but what about once every 2 weeks, you know? And then they start working it out. Or maybe the mentor is just a little more aggressive and goes, no, listen, dude, if you're going to do this, we're going to do this right. And we're going to meet, I don't know, once a week, twice a week or whatever. But again, because in the society that we live in, we all work, we all have extracurricular activities. Some of us are parents and stuff. It's not like we can just like the reality is we don't have a lot of time to budget with. Right.
Yeah.
So maybe it might look like once a month that you meet up in person, but the mentor checks in once in a while, once a week, once every 2 weeks, like, hey, how's it going? Like with that thing that we talked about in person, how's it going? Hey, do you need any prayer? Do you need to meet up? Honestly, that's the approach that I would take.
Yeah.
It's just, how many times do you want to meet up? And it doesn't matter too much to me how many times you want to meet up because I'm still going to text you in between all that and see how you're doing, see if you need anything. And just continuously remind you that I'm open. Like I'm here for you. And in any way that I can help, I will.
Yeah. I don't recall. I don't know if I read this in a book or listened to it in a podcast. Less like who said it, but I read something where it said like in the, it was a mom's talking about a busy season of moms, but on how like a newlywed wanted to be mentored or something. And so the mom is like, all right, like come over. And the mom's just folding laundry and just like talking to them. And I think that's not seen. And so maybe we think like, oh, if we don't have time, like we can't, right? Because you said like it's about budgeting time. When I'd love to see in our society, or at least like in the Christian culture, like it changed. Like, okay, maybe I can't go to you right now because I already have something set. Mm-hmm. But why don't you come while I'm cooking? Like, let's have a conversation. And then you can stay for dinner, like since you're already here. Or, yeah, I'm taking my kid to soccer, but I'm sitting down. Like, pull up your lawn chair and we can have conversations while I see him, like in his practice. Mm-hmm. Right? Or same thing, like, let's go to the grocery store and like let's talk. And I think that's what like life is doing, because I don't think Moses and Paul, like they probably did. There's probably moments. The Bible obviously is not going to go into detail about their whole lives. So there's probably moments that they did carve out. But I feel like because they were by their side doing life, like it's organic, where it's like, here, follow me. We're going to the same place. We're going to visiting the same churches. Like, we're doing this together. And I think we see it as like we have to completely carve out like this like sacred time where it's like, let's just do life together.
I think it really depends what the topic is for the mentorship, mm-hmm. right? If it's just life in general, then yeah, that works. Maybe it's just business.
Yeah.
Maybe it's just being a husband, just being a father, just being a man, mm-hmm. whatever it is. I think that will dictate it a little bit, but also I will push back a little bit and say I'm not the biggest fan of like you saying, because the moment you said, oh, like come to my kid's soccer game and or soccer practice or whatever and sit down, like from my opinion, my perspective, I do like to protect those moments, because yeah. I would hate to be in a conversation with somebody and my son does something really good and he looks over expecting me to be like,
yeah,
way to right, go. Right. And no, dad's talking to somebody else. And that's when you start getting into like almost like a mentorship hurt or like a ministry hurt or whatever, where the kids are like, yo, like this thing is taking my dad away from me, you know? So I do like to protect certain times, but I do agree, like, hey, I'm going grocery shopping, which we never do, but I mean, like, let's just say like we go grocery shopping. Like there's certain things that are like,
mundane tasks.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Where there's not like purposeful, like mm-hmm. family time, whatever.
Yeah.
But there is like, let's say for dinner, I would have to talk to you obviously and be like, hey, so-and-so is asking like if they can meet up with me. I don't really have time, but I'm going to be cooking dinner. Like, is it okay if they come by and then stay for dinner or whatever? Again, it has to be an agreement between me and you, because that could be
like sacred family time.
Sacred family time. Yeah. So, and you want to protect that.
Yeah.
There's definitely got to be boundaries, you know?
Yeah.
And then you also don't want to set the precedent that you can have all my time. Doesn't matter. Like, mm-hmm. I'm all for like, hey, when I'm available, I'm with you.
Yeah.
But I'm also not going to sacrifice my kids or my family. Like, maybe like if in a sake of an emergency, yeah, 100%, I'll be there for you. Mm-hmm. But like if it starts becoming a pattern where it's like, hey, like today and tomorrow and the next week, and now I'm missing practices, and now I'm missing family dinners, and now I'm missing conversations, now I'm missing parts of like their everyday story or whatever, then I'm like, oh yeah, no. So you want to definitely set boundaries. But yeah, like finding those mundane tasks where just like, oh, this isn't taking anything away. Like, hey, come grocery shopping. Let's go. Let's talk. And and then at the same time, let's say maybe it's just overall. Then yeah, they could see you with your family and your kids and how you interact and how you have patience. Like, and I mean, our kids make us look good. So
our kids to make us look good. But I'm glad you clarified that. Because yes, of course, I think if there's sacred moments, that's part of the reason you probably are someone that other people value, because you protect them and you know your priorities and stuff. Mm-hmm. So I'm glad you clarified that. So yeah, I think it would be better said that those mundane tasks. And so I don't think there should be an excuse of like, I don't have any time.
Yeah. 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 I do agree with that.
Mm-hmm. Because the fact is that we all have the same time, and it's just like, what's important. And so I do hope when I'm older, I still think I'm getting used to this life of mine. I'd love to, like, 40s, 50s, whenever God thinks I'm, like, ready to, like, pour into ladies. I think I have that in my heart, and I think it's, like, for a purpose. And I hope the same for you, because you have so much to give.
Yeah, and I think we still have a lot to learn. Mm-hmm. And I think being in a family is a training ground.
For sure.
The more and more I think about it, the more I see it that way. Like, you know, we recently started like worship nights or whatever.
I love that.
And then I'm like, I started like thinking about it. I'm like, this is a training ground. Like, if I ever go back to being on a worship team, I'm like, if I can get my family, these little kids to worship, I'm like, I can get anybody to I can lead anybody into like a time of worship, you know?
Yeah. And our kids aren't like, there's some kids that just listen to music and are singing and dancing. Like, our kids are like statues, like.
Elijah's very observant.
So you're right. Like, if you can get our kids to worship.
Yeah. And so I think to be a mentor, you definitely need experience, you know? Mm. You definitely need a resume, you know? Like, you know, when you apply for a job and they're like, we're looking for 10 years of experience. It's like, yeah, like, you want to be a mentor. You need a good foundation at least. You know?
Yeah.
I want to ask you then. Do you want, or have you been wanting a mentor? You talk about how your mom was a great mentor to you. And she was. Mm-hmm. I mean, the way that she was very beautiful. Ever since then, I feel like you've wanted one. Haven't been able to find one. I don't know how intentional you've been. But in your perfect world, would you have a mentor? And if so, what type of mentor would you want? Like, would it be everyday life, wife, ministry, just business only, or just everything put together, like your whole life? And then ideally, how old do you think that she should be? Do you think she needs to be a certain age? And yeah.
I do think older than me.
So you're saying you would want a mentor?
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. I think I can always benefit from a mentor. Mentor, if you're listening to me. I do think there's such great wisdom that can be earned. And yeah, how you said, like, blind spots that maybe I might not catch. Or things that she's like, hey, I'm noticing this. And you probably don't even notice it. But, like, continuing down this road is dangerous or whatever. Mm-hmm. So definitely someone who has like been there. So I'm 8 years married. So at least like double.
So 16 years married.
someone who has kids of their own that are grown and you could see the fruit. Because I do think that speaks a lot. How they say we were reading a parenting book and it was saying how day by day, like, parenting's kind of scary because you don't know if you're doing a good job. The only way to find out is when they're grown.
Yeah.
And so, like, that would be beautiful to see, like, their fruit, right? Of all of the hard years or, like, testimonies and things like that. But I do think just how my mind works, but maybe God has to, like, I don't know if it's pride or maybe just, like, how my mind is wired and that God has to just, I guess, change my expectations. Because right now, I'd be like, no, they'd have to have, like, a career and be in ministry. Because I think some of my, like, arguments or something, like, let's say someone's trying to teach me, and again, it probably probably I have to, like, check myself, is if they're like, oh, do this, and I'm just like, okay, but that's easy for you to say because you're not working full-time. Or that's easy for you to say because you're working full-time, but you're not doing ministry. Because I do see like videos of people where they're like, oh, this, like they're giving examples of like how to start their day or like a nighttime routine or whatever. And they make it look so easy. And then I'm like, okay, but what are they doing that maybe, or what are they not doing that I already have on my plate? But maybe God is like, he wants me to learn from anyone. Because I do definitely think you can learn from anyone, like even people that you don't expect. Mm-hmm. But right now, at least in my season, what I'm looking for, the mentor to come into my life, like in this moment, is what's the balance look like? Because again, my mom, she was a stay-at-home mom. So when I woke up, when I came back from school, like she was there. So it's very easy for her to do ministry in the evenings because all day we were with her. A person working full time, it's different. Like you're already sharing so much time with your career and then your kids. So then doing ministry on top of that, like you're, whether it sounds pretty or not, you're taking time away from your family. Mm-hmm. And so that's just been my biggest like prayer to God and just like question. Like, God, please guide my steps because I don't know what that looks like. I don't know what the right answer is. I always am like, okay, because we didn't serve for a while or we weren't being intentional with it. And then I'm like, are we teaching our kids to not serve? That church is not a priority. And now I'm like, do they miss mommy too much? Am I not giving them enough time? And so that's like balancing like your work, kids and ministry is something that is in the forefront of my mind. So ideally it'd be someone who has experience with that. But again, God can use anyone. So maybe just someone on the outside looking in and saying like, hey, you are putting your plate or like you're doing a great job or whatever it is, right? But did that answer your question?
Yeah. My next question. Do you feel like everybody needs, deserves, or should want a mentor? Let's start with the first two, needs or deserves. As in like, no matter what, you need a mentor. Or do you feel like there are some people that maybe they'll go through their whole life never having a mentor?
I'm going to use a big blanket statement, which I know like you're all in or all out, so mm-hmm. black and white. I'm going to say everyone needs a mentor because even how like church should be run, I think with like small groups, you'd want people in your group or like in your church or whatever, right? That have lived life before you, right? Like different ages. And in those small groups, like how the Bible says, like we should be confessing our sins to one another. And I think part of being a pastor or a shepherd is kind of watching out, right? Like looking at those blind spots and saying, hey, that's dangerous territory. I think pastors in our day and age do a lot. I'm not talking about all pastors. I want to just clarify that. But I've seen a lot of pastors in our day and age do a lot from stage, which I think pastors originated like ministry is to be like on the ground with the sheep, right? Like when I think of a shepherd, I think someone with their staff, like looking at their sheep, making sure everyone's okay. And then saying, all right, sheep, like, come on, we're ready. Like follow me. Right. Mm-hmm. And then, or again, if they see that one is lost, they'll leave the 99 and be like, I noticed this one didn't follow us. Like, hold on, let me go get him. And so in my view of a pastor, that is someone saying like, hey, I see the danger ahead that maybe you don't see, or I see the sin that maybe you're not seeing, right? Because it does say in Christianity, like to judge one another, like because there's things in your life that maybe you're might doing wrong that I'm not seeing. And there's things in my life that you should call me up and we're iron sharpening iron. Like that's what should be done like amongst community. But I don't think it's like the typical like mentor relationship where it's like, hey, I am the mentor and you're the mentee. It's like, hey, I see this in you. And so let me call it out. I think anyone can benefit from that. I think God wants us to be in community for that reason, because we have a lot of blind spots, because we do better when there's confession of our sins. We do better with wisdom and teaching can flow. So that's what I think. Like if we talked about mentor, like it's relationship, right? And I think we should be in relationship. They're brothers and sisters, but I think how church is designed in the United States, it's not like the small churches. What do you think?
I think that, yeah, everybody needs a mentor. Everybody needs a guide. Everybody needs somebody encouraging them. Everybody needs somebody to help them with their goals, mm-hmm. with planning out for their goals, planning out for what their purpose, like their journey on their purpose. But I do believe that there are some people that may never have that opportunity to have that.
When you say they'll never have the opportunity, do you think it's because of the lack of mentorship? Or like their heart, like their stance?
What I'm saying is, because you kind of explained like, okay, you could have a pastor kind of somewhat play that role. You can have
a leader,
people in your community somewhat play that role. But I'm talking about like somebody that goes kind of like a Paul to Timothy, like, hey, buddy, like me, it's me and you. Like, let's go. We're walking together. Like, let's go. We're doing this together.
Okay. And do you think a parent should do that role?
Of course.
Well, wouldn't that be?
Of course a parent should. But how many parents actually do that?
Well, that's what we're called to do.
I mean, if you were to ask my generation how many of us got that, I don't think it's very many of us.
Because you're saying like Paul to Timothy, right? I mean, it didn't, there's speculation if he was married or had a kid, whatever, right? But I kind of see it like that. Like, hey, right now I don't have kids of my own. Timothy, like, can I adopt you? Like, come, let's go do life together, right?
Was it or, not Paul and Timothy, though? Was it not Timothy the one where he's like, oh, let me go say bye to my mom and my dad? And he's like, buddy, just leave him. Like, let's go.
I don't remember. I know he had a mom.
It was, I'm pretty
someone,
sure.
Yeah.
It was.
But there was Jesus where it's like, someone's like, I have to bury the dead or even like, I have to say bye to my dad. And then I think it was Jesus who was like, no, let's follow me.
Yeah. So, I mean, if you think about it like that and those are mentors, then it's like, okay, I think, I mean, and we've read children's books, like How to Raise a Kid. And it basically was saying like, after a certain point, you got to let them go. Mm-hmm. And that's even like, they still live in your house. You kind of just got to let them fly. And at that point, you're just there for damage control.
Yeah.
You've done everything that you could. You've mentored them. You've coached them as much as you can. And now it's time for them to learn how to fly. And so, yeah, I think from a young age, you kind of detach from your parents. Mm-hmm. And it's not like your parents don't love you. And it's not that you don't love your parents. It's just like, hey, like there's just something in us that goes like, I can figure this out on my own. You know, like as naive as you want to be, like,
yeah,
I'm going to go figure life out on my own. And that's when you get like the teenagers that think that they know more than their parents and yada, yada, yada. Right. And so what my point is like, yeah, parents will only go up to so far, you know, mm-hmm. You ask like, oh, shouldn't that be your parents? Yeah. Up to a certain point. But after that, like, who do you have? And I think after that is when you have that maybe like not bloodline type of mentor.
Yeah, for sure. But I think that's why church is so important. Or even like friendships where you find people that you look up to, right? But even, I think it could be family. Like I'm thinking of like a Naomi and Ruth, but that was like her mother-in-law. And hopefully you marry someone who you admire. Because I feel like you're my mentor. I learned so much from you. Mm-hmm. But marry someone you can admire, or maybe marry someone not for their family, but you know, like they come from a good family and you're like, wow, I can learn so much from them. Like I'm sure you saw even like my mom as like, this is someone I could learn from. And so I do think it could be family. It could be church, leadership, even school. Like there's teachers who like see something in a student and it's like, here, let me guide you or let me take you under my wing.
And your mom was a great example of a mentor.
100%.
She's the type of person that she like, it almost felt a little awkward because she would like keep her eye on you. Like, even when she wasn't looking at you, she was looking at you.
Yeah.
And it was like, you did a certain movement and she went, I see this in you. Like, after you just did whatever it is that you just did, like, there's something going on here. Like, yeah. let's talk about it. And she would just yank it right out of you and be like,
and you'd be like, that was her.
Yeah.
And she was not afraid to confront anyone, like their, I guess, bad character or bad habits or whatever. Like, she'd say it, but to a point where, like, people would, like, love her even more, if that's possible. And it's like, what?
And it's simply, I loved her heart, because it was simply like, whether I know you that much or not, I love you. That's and because genuine. I love you, I want to help you.
Yeah.
Any way that I can. And because I see this and I think it's going to help you, I'm going to give it to you.
But I think that's where you said where relationship is so important. Mm-hmm. Because I think even in like church or in our companies or whatever, I've been in a bad school where they call the mentors too. They'd observe me like every month, multiple times a month. And they're supposed to like make you a better teacher. But I would feel like a crappy teacher afterwards. And I'm like, I know I'm a good teacher. Like, why am I feeling like just a crap teacher? But there's no relationship. It's just like, this is what you do wrong. This is and this and this, this is. Versus if you build that relationship, you know that no matter what you do, that person loves you. Mm-hmm. That's like Jesus is, right? Like, no matter how far you run, no matter how big your sin is, like, I love you. And so when you have that relationship first solidified, when they believe you, then when you call them out, they know, like, it's because they know I can be better. Mm-hmm. And they'd love to see me better.
Exactly.
But you, a pastor, just calling you out where it's like, you haven't even cared about me. Like, what are you doing? Or a teacher calling out a student where the student's like, I feel like you don't even care about me. Mm-hmm. So students usually like hate those teachers. That's where relationship is so important. And it has to be on both ends.
Yeah. Yeah, 100%.
Yeah. So you heard it here, guys. If any of you have wanted to be mentioned by David, he said he is down. but just know, if you felt this in your heart as well, like, you're not alone. And it's not easy because of the world we live in. But I think God has placed this desire in us for a reason. I do think it's biblical. I do think just how Jesus had his followers and then they started to go preaching and having people following them. I think it's in our hearts to say, like, I see Jesus in you and I want you to teach me. I want you to get me closer to where maybe I haven't myself. And then for us to do the same. And so know that you're not alone. And hopefully you can be mentored to someone else if you've given the opportunity to, that we can live a life where we're like, okay, we notice our priorities and we give back because God has given us so much. Whether we feel like we've had mentors in our life or not, God has given us so much that we can give out to others. And so I hope that day comes for both of us, whether we find one or not, that we can be that to someone. Mm-hmm. And so thank you guys so much for watching. We truly appreciate every single view, whether you like it or not, but every like, and then every comment, every share, we notice it all. David, for sure, he probably has data on it. but thank you so much. It truly means a lot. And until next week, bye.
See ya.